everybody. It's nice to have Achnasa Sefer Torah right before Purim. Purim is not to be called Zman Matan Torah Seinu, but it's Zman Kabbalas Torah Seinu. As we will discuss.
Torah Shabbat Peh.
Exactly so, according to the Tanhuma particularly. Yeah. We're going to study the Sfas Emes Purim Year Tov Reish Lamed Tes, and in these editions of the Sfas Emes, it's on page 65, left hand column toward the bottom. This was in 1879. And the Sfas Emes said as follows. The pasuk in Esther says, Kiyemu v'kiblu ha-yehudim aleihem va'al zarom va'al kol ha-nilvim aleihem v'lo ya'avor. That the Jewish people and all of the generations to come from them, of that generation, including up to and including ours and beyond, accepted l'hiyos oisim to do as shnei ha'imim ha'ele k'chsevam v'chizmano v'chol shono v'sham. The pasuk emphasizes that there was a commitment to do Purim, and to do it right. You know, Purim has to be done. To be done right. And I don't mean that cynically. I mean that profoundly, because if we don't understand what Purim is, we can do it, but it's not done right. Done right, Purim has to be very well planned in Ruchnius. Why and what am I celebrating? But obviously, the doing is very important. And he mentions also from the pasuk a few pasukim earlier, Uksiv, La'asois oisam yimei mishte v'simcha. And similarly, again, v'hayamim ha'ele nizkorim v'na'asim, that these days of Purim are remembered, and the zechira means we have to read the Megillah. Kriyas Megillah, Rashi says. V'na'asim, these days are done, they are enacted. Mishte v'simcha, v'yam, Rashi says, v'shlachmanos. So the doing is so important. But specifically, not only is the doing important, but it seems there's emphasis in this pasuk, the first pasuk you mentioned, kimu v'kiblu la'asois l'hiyos oisim et shnei ha'amim ha'eila, that the great shevach, the praise of the Jewish people, is that we took upon ourselves to do these days of Purim. So the shevach relates to the doing. So what exactly is it that we're being praised for in that pasuk? So he says, well, that's the pasuk where Chazal tell us, Shabbos Peches, Aval Einyan Hu Al Pi Mashem L'Chazal, Hodor Kiblu Al Bimei HaChashveirosh, Pirush Rashi, we took upon ourselves mitzvahs, we took upon ourselves all of Torah, we makabel Torah in a way that we had not yet been makabel Torah, and we did so because of Ahavas HaNeis, appreciation for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for us, not just appreciation, but a concept of recognizing that it's right and best to be a Yid and do what Yidden do by following Hashem, and recognizing that and embracing it in a way which we have not yet ever embraced, even though it's so many years after Kabbalah Satayra. So the Gemara famously tells us that because it says in the Pasuk, Vayisyatzvu b'tachtis ha'har, that at Har Sinai we were, as it were, under the mountain. That we were under the mountain, meaning we were forced to be Mekabel Torah. It was under duress. So much so that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, Mikan Moidor Rabba Loi Raisa. Moidor means that a person would have a right to come before Beis Din and say, I really didn't mean it. I'm about to say yes to give over something, to give up something, I really don't want to. It's under duress. So I, even if it's some kind of a confession or a concession monetarily, this is a way of being able to go back eventually to a Beis Din in a better time and place, in better circumstances. And you have recourse and you have witnesses who say, yeah, he was going through the motions because there was a gun to his head. Maybe a real one, maybe a proverbial one, but there was a gun to his head. And he told us so. So he can't be held to what he had agreed to then. That's what Maidah Rabba La'araisa means. So that means that the Gemara is saying, Mikan Maidah Rabba La'araisa, that Bnei Yisrael, in those hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, intervening from the time of Matan Torah until Nes Megillas Esther, Yidden could say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I really, really can't do the Torah. I was forced to accept it. Bnei Yisrael took it because under duress you put us betachti sahar, kofalem harki gigas, as if you put this huge, big cauldron over us and trapped us there and said, in the words of the Gemara, if you are mekabel Torah, all and well. Otherwise, sham tehei kvuras. They will just be buried.
Even though their parents and grandparents
exist the base of Mikdash. Even with all of that which we gained and benefited from being in Eretz Yisrael for those over 800 years, we always could have that. It doesn't mean we took on the possibility and actually said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't hold us responsible. But the question is, there was something not complete in Kabbalah Satira. And then, therefore, the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Afapikain, Hodur Kiblua Bimeach. Though there had been this somehow attenuated desire on our part, not really the fullest acceptance of Torah, but when it came to Nesach of Esther and Mordechai, to the Megillah's story, and the Nes of Haman's downfall, and the Nahafoichu, we saw that we are best off and appreciated what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us. Exactly what we saw and how we saw it. That's the story of the Megillah. That's how we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Teva, we see him in the many, many intricate facets of the story, and in every of those facets, in every one of them, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating circumstances that seemingly are just everyday circumstances, beginning with the Mishnah of Ahasuerus and what happens to Vashti, sets up the Yeshua, because with Vashti eliminated comes the possibility of Esther being introduced to the palace. So it begins with circumstances that are unusual, to say the least, and continues with one incident after the other over the course of years that somehow comes together, and the tapestry is one in which we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, the Shekhinah is with us. And we now take on and accept Torah in a way we had not until then. And that's the pasuk, Dechziv, Kiyemu, V'kiblu HaYehudim. The pasuk reads, and Chazal in Maseches Shabbos say, Rabbah says, Kiyemu, Masha Kiblu Kvar. Now the Bnei Yisrael are going to really do what it was that they had accepted, and they're going to do and embrace doing the mitzvahs and living as Eden, the way we had never really taken it on earlier. Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar.
So how come most of them didn't want to go?
Very, very, very good question. But they didn't give up on Yiddishkeit. But why and how tragically they had been so steeped in Bavel, and it was therefore so much easier, and they had not yet seen a Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, and they had not yet seen what they had seen in the Midbar. Remember when they came in, it's a very different circumstance than that which obtained when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar with Yehoshua and Moshe, the Oichel Eman, and even there, the challenge was, as we know, because of the Meraglim. But they were all now embracing their Jewish identity and living as Yidden and doing mitzvahs in a way that we as a people had not yet been makabel. Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. Says the Svasemes Aval Inyan Hu, Al Pimasha Amru Chazal, Hoda Kiblu Abu Meyach HaShverish, Pirdish Rashi, Meyahavas HaNais. Tosfus Makshin, Tosfus there, in Masech Shabbos asks, what kind of weakness was there? What kind of attenuated Kabbalah Satorah could there have been? We said, Naaseh V'Nishma, Hamikoydim Hikdimu Naaseh L'Nishma. So what kind of a problem was there? What does it mean that Modor Rabba La'Iraisa, because we had been forced into taking Torah, that Mekabel Torah under duress? V'lama Hutzrach L'Choyf Aleihem Har Kigigis. Why was that necessary? So Tosfos has his answer, because of the very, very dramatic and even powerful otherworldly presence of the Shekhinah on Har Sinai, the Eish HaGdoyla, which we were about to behold, would have literally frightened us. and meaning made us unsure of ourselves to such a degree that we would never have believed that we fulfill our mission. We would have been frightened off. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to bring you, force you to be Mekabel Torah. The Maharal says that we needed to know that Torah was behechrach, a little different than Tosfos. We needed to know that there can't be a Bnei Yisrael without Torah. There can't be a world without Torah. And the Torah can't exist without us. So that hechrach is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to do. Now let's see what the Sasamis says. Avol Ba'emes. Hamagin Mereshis Achris, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called. Hayara'a V'yada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu of course knew. Kilo Yisharu B'Kisreihem. That the crowns of Nasav and Ishma that wreathed our heads with glory because we had said, yes, we are going to do and we are going to hear and then fulfill. All of that, as wondrous as it was and as commendable as it was, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, what will happen when Moshe doesn't come down with the Ruchos when we expect him to? How dependent will we be on his presence? How quickly did we make an Egel Hazov? Kasher Chachamim Higidu. He quotes the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, said to Klal Yisrael, Kilkaltem Naasen. It's just a few days after Matan Torah. It's a few weeks after Matan Torah, and you already have sullied what you said. You said, Naasem and Ishma. Look, Naasem, what did you make? What did you make? Then you made an Egel Hazov. That's Naasem. Kilkaltem Naasen. You've ruined Naasem. Everything that you accomplished by saying Naasem and Ishma. Naasem, ruined. Corrupted. In other words, that which you said, we're going to do, the commitment to do it, without question, without error, without fail, without even necessarily understanding why we're going to do. Kilo, like a malach does, because that's what a malach is. There is nothing else to a malach but to do. And that's why the malachim was so impressed with the fact that we said, Nasa the Phoenishma, me, Gila Roseh, who revealed such a secret to Bnei Yisrael. You ruined it. It's gone. Because Baruch says, he's Zaharu Benishma. So we're going to bring you the second luchas. It's a completely different kind of Kabbalah Sotera. And now your work is going to be much greater. You're going to have to work much harder. But you're going to learn, you're going to be Amul B'Torah. You're going to try to understand what the mitzvahs are and what it means to be Yid and how to relate to me. Don't ruin that. Yizar Rubinish. Meaning, Sasemes is saying to us, there was an aspect of Na'aseh, a commitment to do in a certain way and with a certain gefil and with a certain kind of, with a certain attitude. And it had been lost. The feeling and the commitment, whatever it was made up of, as we said to Moshe Rabbeinu on, hey, Shimon, Naaseh v'nishma. The Naaseh is gone. Kilkaltem Naaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us. Kizohu v'nishma. So what he's saying now is that, Anidei Shekofa Aleim, Huyil Acha Kach L'Kabel Hashmiya. The reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kofa Aleim Harki Gigas was because he knew that in order for us to remain true to Him, we're going to have to feel something that causes us to understand it's an imperative, what the Maral called the Hechram, but to really feel it and know that it has to be, and to feel that we're capable of Nishma, Kafaleim Harkagigas, because He knew that otherwise it wouldn't be that we just create the Egel Hazov and then come back to Him in Tshuva, and then on the Kabbal Luchos Shnios, it would have been over. It would have been over. End of story. So that which we had in the idea of Kafaleim Harki Gigas was so that we would survive Chet HaEgel. Gam Shekilkalu Hanaseh B'Chet HaYidua. Even though, in spite of how we had done it really so much harm, how we had done harm to Naaseh, how we had undone the commitment of Naaseh, By creating an Egel Hazov. Because after all, the most cardinal sin is an image and not a complete sacrificing of ourselves and trust in a Borei Olam without representation, without messengers, without any kinds of underlings or powerful subsets of gods in the heavens or in the firmament, in the cosmos, in the sun, in the moon, nothing. There's nothing but Hashem. Echad. So any kind of qualification, and that's what Maaseh Egel was, to say the least, is to just take Naaseh in all of its glory and trash it completely. And now comes the point of Kimu v'Kiblu. of kimu mashe kiblu kvar. And we can understand it because what is it that caused us to have that terrible gzeira? Lahashmud laharu l'abedus kala Yehudim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow Haman and Achashverosh to come up with and promulgate such an awful gzeira to destroy us utterly? The Gemara says, well, could it have been because we went and we were nana misudas oisei rasha, because we were nana from the suda of Achashverosh? The Gemara says, worse than that, there had been an image created by Nebuchadnezzar. Bnei Yisrael had bowed to the image of Nebuchadnezzar. In both of these instances, we are showing, in one case, fear, in the other case, loyalty or allegiance to a melech basar v'dam. In both instances, we are not committed only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not only in love and in fear of Hashem alone. And that's why there was this terrible gzeira.
Why does the
Gemara discusses whether that was the reason or not, and the Gemara seems to conclude that that alone would not have been, that actually it was much worse, is that we had earlier bowed to the idols of Vashti's grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar.
The Torah makes no mention of
that. The Gemara does. I mean, the Megillah doesn't expressly say that we were nanima oisai, misudas oisai rasha either. We understand that that's what happened. Everybody in Shushan is there, it means we were there too. And we should not have been. But even worse, was that we had actually bowed to the images of Nebuchadnezzar out of fear, lefamim, the Gemara says. It wasn't that we really meant it. But the point is, you fear, who do you fear? And who do you show allegiance to? That's not Achshverosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to redirect us to remember there's only him, Ein Oid Milvadai. Now there was one Yid, who we read about in the Megillah, and he leads the entire effort of tshuva. His name is Mordechai. And that's because he is this one Yid who's in the position where you would think he had the most to lose if he's not Kareh U'mishtapheret. And he's the one who's closest to the palace, and you'd think he had the most vested interest in doing whatever Haman and Achashverosh asked of him. And it says, "Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave." And it doesn't just say it in past tense. Lo yichra v'lo yishtachave means he won't, he never would, under any circumstance. Oh, so now he leads us back to Akash Baruch Hu, because the whole point of why we got into that terrible predicament was because we had been so scared of Achashverosh, or enamored of him, which might be even worse. And then we had earlier vowed to the Andarta of Nebuchadnezzar. So, when Mordechai leads us in tshuva, and we are completely and fully engaged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, and recognize that there is no other source of salvation, there never was, there isn't now, and there never will be. And everything turns around, literally, miraculously, mul zeis, contrary to what had happened earlier, where the Jewish people had created an egel because we didn't understand how to worship Hashem Yisbarach. We didn't understand how to interact with and embrace in real life, ein oid milvadoi. Mul zeis amru hadar kiblua b'mei Achashverosh. Nire shenitkin ato b'mei hapurim kilkul hana'ase. Those are the key words of this entire study of Sesemes. Nire shenitkin, that what happened on Purim was a takana of what had been the paucity of our commitment. So weak was our commitment that we had created an ego. And that was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kilkalitam Nasa, you've ruined it. And for the hundreds and hundreds of years that intervened, the only reason we were as good as we were and the Nishma was being fulfilled, because of Kafalim Harkigigis, comes the Nase of Purim and brings us to such an exuberant and powerful, willful, loving acceptance of Hashem and His Torah, that it's now Naaseh. The Nishma all over it. In Shnas Tafrei Shlamid Aleph, which is not here, earlier, years earlier, the Sfasemis, also just in a few lines, you know what he says? It's an obvious thing when you think about it. It's bolet, it pops out at you. Gemara in Shabbos says that Kibbul Kiblu means that we were Kabbal Torah. We made up for whatever had been missing in our own will. What does Kibbul mean? Nasa.
Acceptance.
To do. Kibbul, to be Mekayim. Kiblu means to acceptance, which means I have to know what to accept. Kimu v'kiblu is nasa v'nishma. Kimu v'kiblu is nasa v'nishma. That's what Rabbah was saying. Afal pikein. Even though there was kaflem har kegigas. Hadar kiblua. D'chziv. Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu. Masha kiblu kvar. That's Purim. It's Kabbalah Patera. Yeah, Toysa Hava. Tachavas Hanes. Kodesh Baruch was with us. Esther ben Atar Minayin Vanochi Haster Aster Pana. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you won't see me. Haster Aster. It'll be double Hastara. You'll never see me. You won't know. And you'll think I'm not with you. I'm abandoned you. You'll think so much so that this can be Exeril Lahashmul Harul Abi to kill all of you. I'm not with you. I'm giving up on you. I've abandoned you. And when we turn back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, begging, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe it's only you, so we're coming back to you, it's only you. We no more allegiance to Achshverosh, no more fear of Nebuchadnezzar. And that was done so perfectly so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay. And, you know, just in a moment, and we saw, and we believed, and loved what we saw. We saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah is with us. In the Golos, Yimri HaNavi was told, because Baruch Hu says to the Navi, I'm going to bring the Kisei, my Kisei, Elaim. It's going to be in the Elamite kingdom where you are in Paras and Madai. I'll bring my Kisei. Now we saw it. Now we saw the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the meaning of how. What did we see when we saw Mordechai Yatsim Mefnei HaMelech, Lavush Malchus Tcheles Bechur? So the Gaon says, what's Lavush Malchus Tcheles Bechur? Mordechai's palace with tchelus. Why is the tchelus? Why did that make us so happy? Because what did the tchelus mean? What do we see in the tchelus? Why is there tchelus on the tzitzis? Tchelus is like the blue of the ocean, that's the blue of the sky, like the blue on the Kisei HaKavod, like the Livnas HaSapir. But Am Yisrael saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with such an acceptance and such exuberance and such powerful acceptance of mitzvahs all over again, we were mitaken what had been the kilkul that took away all of the schus of Naaseh because we made an egel. All of that was wiped off. All of that was now mitukan. It's all been repaired. That's what Purim is all about. Because until that time, from Kafalem Harkegikis, from the time of Matan Torah, until that Kimu v'kiblu, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar, there had been something, just something tentative, something not complete in the Ratzon and in the resolve and in the commitment to do and be. And the Takana was Purim. We saw that. You know, we talk about kings and princes and being, you know, impressed with them. I read once that Rav Galinsky was a tremendous maggid. I had the schus of seeing him once. Rav Galinsky, Zatzal says, that he once went to visit by Rav Shach. Rav Shach says to him, did you say Brichas HaShachar in the morning? Did you say Shalom HaSani Goy? So he said, yeah, Baba. I said, Shalom HaSani Goy, sure. So who do you have in mind? Baruch HaGoy. Which guy? Who do you have in mind? So he said, I mean, which guy? Ah, Rosh HaShigoy, Yapoilo HaShigoy, and Arab HaShigoy, all the guy, Goy, HaSani Goy. Nay, Rav Shach said. That was when Jimmy Carter was visiting here in Israel. And everybody is very impressed, and all the hachanas are being made because the, you know, the Nasi Archis Abris is coming to Israel. Jimmy Carter.
He's peanut
good. Yeah, the peanut. Oh, that's the Geret. Peanut farmer. Good. Whatever. Okay. We're not here for that. So Rav Shach, the whole country is, everybody is, you know, going up and down and every side, to every which way, because Jimmy Carter is coming. Zagich, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein Melechim Shaloy Yosani God. I mean, Shaloy Yosani Jimmy Carter. Chilul Nitzan Kim Jimmy Carter. Nitachilu the President of the United States. Or maybe Kal Vachim, I don't want to be President of the United States. Chilul Zanayid. Oh, so then, said Rav Galinsky, he says that he asked Rav Shach, he said, but why should the bracha be Shaloy Yosani Goy? Right? The famous kasha. Why shouldn't it be Shosani Yisrael? To which Rav Shach said, because when I make yourself Shosani Yisrael, you have to do. It can't be that you rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's going to make. You have to do. You want to be a great yid? Then you have to do the asiyah. You have to be makabel to do the asiyah and do the work. And then you'll be a great yid. But you can't thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Thank that you're not made a goy. To be and become a yid, that's your work. Kimu v'kiblu. That's what we took on. What we took on Purim was, we're going to do the work of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're going to do the Nasa. It was Nasa, the Nishma, but now with love, without a kafalei amharki gigis. It was a complete and full, heartful embrace of Nasa, the Nishma, Kimu v'kiblu, to do and make ourselves great Eden, because we saw Kodesh Baruch Hu with us. We felt a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Shekhinah, even in Paras, Moda, and the far-flung 127 Medinas. And it caused us to say, I'm going to do. And that's the meaning of the Megillah. La'asois oisam, to make these days. Li'ois oisin es shnei hayomim ba'ela. And it says it again and again. V'hayomim ba'ela nizkarim v'na'asim. Because the new commitment to asiyah, which was the takana of the weakness of na'aseh, v'nishma, that had happened because of the egel, was now matukah.